All right, I mentioned about the JFK assassination thing. Now, I do think that there is plausible evidence that there was a second shooter. I don't think that Lee Harvey Oswald knew who this person was. I think that if the people that were behind it were using two shooters to make sure the son of a bitch died, they basically want to make sure Lee Harvey Oswald fell for it, the one that actually killed him probably was the pro that got away. Now, who do I think did it? I don't think it was Lyndon Baines Johnson. I don't think it was anybody that was in the administration, but I do think it was friends of people. I think Lyndon Johnson realized when Kennedy was shot, he better not go sniffing around too much. I think the people that killed him were those people, perhaps in the military-industrial complex, who were not happy that Kennedy was thinking about leaving Vietnam. Remember, Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex. And what happens? What have we seen the last 50-some-odd years? There is a military-industrial complex. That's why we have astronomical defense budgets, even though the Cold War is almost 20 years over with. Even though the War on Terror is more of a war of intelligence than anything else. I mean, how are we going to fight terrorists with tanks? You fight terrorism by counterterrorism and intelligence gathering and taking them out with special ops forces. I mean, we still need a strong military, don't get me wrong, but anyhow, Kennedy, I personally think Kennedy was probably killed by two people. I think it was a very small conspiracy. Maybe not even half a dozen people knew about it. Lee Harvey Oswald knew a piece of it, only told what he needed to know about it. The guy that shot him, who may have had somebody with him, probably was the more experienced, and Lee Harvey Oswald is a decoy. Now, do I think that things would have been better if Kennedy had lived? No. I think that is a myth. I think psychologically it was a blow to the American psyche, but what happened to America would have eventually happened anyway. I think that, though, that what the year that really changed America was 1968, when you had Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy both die. I think the three assassinations that really hurt America wasn't the JFK assassination, it was Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and Robert Kennedy. Had those three lived, I think this country would be a lot more different than it is today. First of all, I think that Malcolm X, Martin Luther King would have worked together to bring about a more united front in the fight for civil rights. I think Robert Kennedy would have gotten us out of Vietnam a lot sooner than Nixon did. I think he would have won the 1968 presidency, beating Nixon pretty handily. Despite what happened in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. I think he would have had a second term. I don't think Chappaquiddick would have happened. I've always believed Ted Kennedy was so damn drunk that night that he ran off the road, and probably that was the best thing for him, because if he'd become president, he probably would have been shot. But, you know, it's one of those things. Does it really matter now if it was a conspiracy, because 50 years later? Could it happen again? I doubt it. I really do. Well, that's it for now. Bye.